UE mobile.
KKM4MUF.
UF, is that correct?
That's close. Still Kilo Fox 4, Mike Uniform Fox.
Roger that, sir. Name is Chad. QTH Highway 11. How are you doing today?
Chad, I'm doing top shelf. My QTH right now is in the Clemson Experimental Forest on this trail.
Roger that. You having a good time out in the beautiful sunshine today?
Oh, me and the wife and the dogs in the Jeep, and we are enjoying ourselves.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Where'd say you on a hiking trail up in Clemson? Is that what I heard over?
Yeah, up here in this experimental forest, they got this little dirt back road back here. We just kind of riding down it.
Well, today is a good day for it. I'm leaving, let's see, I'm in Pickens County now, headed back to Spartanburg County. And I'm kind of sad I'm in the truck, because sun's shining, it's beautiful outside, not too hot. It's just absolutely wonderful.
Beautiful afternoon. That's why we said, let's go something together, and let's go for the forest and do a picnic.
Yeah, well, I came up here lunchtime today, and I got to keep my little Dutch oven in the little box over there. And I made me a French, green bean casserole with French onions on top in that Dutch oven. And boy, I'm going to tell you, that sure was good.
Together, her and the dog and me, we just enjoying ourselves, doing the same thing, Roger.
Roger that. Well, y'all gonna be out all day, or y'all just, you know, doing a lunchtime thing, or what?
Lunchtime thing, probably for a couple, 3 hours, just kind of hanging out and just enjoy the quiet.
Yeah. Well, what kind of radio you got?
I see the 8000.
Got a Yaesu here in the truck. I think it's a 400 XDR, 400, so I forget what it is. But originally came up here today to try to work on APRS and some telemetry. Thinking about putting a weather station up here, but I got something programmed on it wrong. I'm not sure exactly what it is. It'll key the radio and beacon, but it doesn't put any data on it. So I headed back to the house to figure out what I did.
I'm setting off.
Or one little special character or forward slash where it ain't supposed to be. It's something silly.
You'll go, oh, man!
Sounds like you've been there before. Funny. That's funny. The thing is, I had it working. And silly me, right before I shut the thing down, I made a change to the coding, and I know better, but it got me. That's all right. I'll figure it out.
Trial and error. That's all we ham radios do, right?
Yeah. I've been messing around with WinLink a little bit too, and got all that figured out, I think. I've been able to do some peer-to-peer on that. That's pretty interesting, pretty fun, I guess. But it sure is a whole lot of checking the boxes and software stuff. I struggle with it. I'm getting better at it, but boy, it sure is slow.
Man, it takes a while to learn that stuff. Once you start getting figured out good, it'll click and go pretty good. It's pretty easy.
He made me some cheat sheets. When I get everything working, I take a screenshot of it and put it in my notebook. Because it doesn't matter how many times I say in my mind, I'm not going to write that down because I'll remember it. It never seems to work out that way. My memory span's not too long, so I just got pages and pages of cheat sheets. That's just the way I have to do it.
John, I'm the same way. I got four little general piece of papers in a box and you can shake the stick yet.
Seems like the ham shack desk I got on, it's I try to keep it as neat as I can, but here lately it's just scraps of paper and then resistors and then balls of solder, and it just turns into a big old mess. But I have to keep it clean about every 2 days because it gets so junky I can't do anything with it.
Mine is practice for us, you know. Mine was the same way. Every time you turn around, you're going, where did all this come from?
Exactly. I found a can of dip the other day behind the radio. I don't know how it got there, but I was glad to find it.
I hate when you lose things like that.
KO4NGUE. Well, listen, man, I enjoyed the QSO, but I hope y'all have a wonderful afternoon. Today is a good day for it, and it is just a real blessing to have such beautiful weather. So take advantage of it, and have a wonderful day, sir. KO4NUE, sorry I can't quite get your call. A little bit fast for me, but y'all have a wonderful day. Tell XYL we said hello. 73, sir.
I appreciate that. And, yes, KF4MUF, and I am with KF4MUG, which is my ex-wife. I get that one right. But anyway, thank you so much, Chad. You have a great afternoon. Thank you for the show. We're going to sit back and enjoy some good music. KF4MUF.